Thank you and welcome to another edition of the Good Stuff program here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and certainly glad that you decided to join us for this next few minutes of the Good Stuff. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And starting tomorrow and going through Sunday, the Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding is coming to Golden Valley, North Dakota. 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon with the Calcutta at 4 o'clock. The bull riding is tomorrow. Bareback riding is Sunday. The Golden Valley Shootout this weekend in Golden Valley, North Dakota.
While you're out in the Black Hills, you need to stop by Spearfish, and more particularly, downtown Spearfish on Main Street for Yesterday's Antiques. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. More than 25 vendors on Main Street in Spearfish, South Dakota.
Okay, Mike, we got some good stuff.
I have some good stuff. I've got a few stories about back to school. It's kind of okay. Getting the middle of August, and so I thought maybe we'd share a couple of school stories.
Good idea. I'm going to wrap up something that Lila O'Keefe sent us. I think I'll start with that first. It's Message to My Teenagers. Lila O'Keefe sent this, and we got it started earlier this week, and I wanted to make sure I included all of them because they're all worth it. So it goes on to say, again, it's a message to my teenagers, and the author is unknown. Love your siblings, even when you don't like them. Someday you will be trying to get them to take care of me in my old age. If they are mad at you, you are stuck with me. I've been there, done that on more things than you can imagine. I'm not stupid, and I know what you are doing. I was once you. Times 10. Oh, and here's another one. Work hard at everything you do. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. Another message to your teenager, cover it, enough said. And when I tell you to clean your room, do not point at my messy room and raise your eyebrows. I'm trying to raise you better than me. I like that. And learn to type, to budget, to spell correctly, and to pray. All are equally important. And never be sedentary. Someday soon you will no longer be able to move like that. So enjoy being able to move around. This is a message to my teenagers, and we thank Lila O'Keefe of the Heart City Valentine for sending that to us.
Well, it is getting that time of the year where kids are going to be starting to get back to the school. So I thought I'd feature a few school stories here for you today on the Good Stuff. So one of the first grade students asked, how do you spell toad? Okay.
Okay.
We just had read a story about a toad, I said, then helped him spell it out, T-O-A-D. Satisfied, he finished writing the story he'd begun, then read it out loud. I told my mama that I wanted a dog for my birthday. Another one of those. When our students began raising donations for Child Abuse Prevention Week, the school administration did its part by setting up a collection box outside the principal's office and displaying a banner by the front door of the lobby. It read, "Please give $1 to help stop child abuse in the front office."
I like that.
Walking through the hallways at our middle school, I saw a new substitute teacher standing outside his classroom with his forehead against a locker. I heard him mutter, "How did you get yourself into this?" Knowing he was assigned a difficult class, I tried to offer moral support. "Are you okay?" I asked. "Can I help?" He lifted his head and replied, "I'll be fine as soon as I can get this kid out of this locker."
What?
Maybe share one more of those little stories with you today. Spotted on Facebook a while back, a student says, "I don't understand why my grade was so low. How did I do on my research paper?" The teacher, "Actually, you didn't turn in a research paper. You turned in a random assemblage of sentences. In fact, the sentences you apparently kidnapped in the dead of night and forced into this violent and arbitrary plan of yours clearly seemed to be placed on the pages against their will. Reading your paper was like watching unfamiliar, uncomfortable people interacting at a cocktail party that no one wanted to attend in the first place. You didn't submit a research paper. You submitted a hostage situation."
Oh my goodness. I don't think that's looking good for his grade at all.
Might have been a little bit harsh on that one.
Yeah.
Folks, again, we want to remind you, if you have something to share on the Good Stuff, we'd appreciate it if you'd send it to us. Send that to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we can take a look at that. One of the days we might just feature it on an upcoming Good Stuff program. You've been listening to the Good Stuff.